to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m. That's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me. Hi. All right, well, we'll skip about that. You're listening to the Community Living Show here on the NCRA Radio Networks. That's National Campus and Radio Association Networks across British Columbia and throughout Canada. And, of course, we're on flagship station CITR 101.9 FM. Michael Rubin's coming in just a few moments. And, of course, my name's Kelly Rayburn. Happy New Year on behalf of myself and everybody here on the Community Living Show. So we're going to go to a clip that if we were doing our show on television, that's what we did. We did Access Television for this year, and it will be posted on Shaw Community 4. As I speak, so it will be on Shaw Access Television this coming month. So this is a thing that we did on fibromyalgia, Wellspring Foundation, with Cheryl Young, Nigel Tom, and of course myself and Michael Rubin. So here's something you might want to enjoy for the next 5-10 minutes until Michael comes in. So you're tuned into the Community Living Show. My name's Kelly, and we will be back in just a few minutes.
Walking from the Lower Mainland to Banff was challenging for the people who are leading the way and looking for a cure to fibromyalgia.
You're watching Access Television. My name's Kelly Rayburn. We're here to talk about fibromyalgia. Joining me is Cheryl Young, who is known as Mother Fibro, is the founder of the Fibromyalgia Wellspring Foundation based in Langley, BC. Nigel Tom is known as Mr. Fibro, is Cheryl's very supportive husband and business creator of the Fibromyalgia. And Michael Rubin is the CEO of Sources Raven Productions and also my co-host for the Community Living Show, aired on Thursdays from 9 to 10 on CITR. We welcome all three of you.
Thank you, Kelly.
So tell me, what is fibromyalgia?
Very simply, when I explain it to people, if you have a severe headache, a migraine, or a severe toothache, it's that sort of pain all over your body, all day, every day, for the rest of your life, with no cure. So all you can do is manage it.
And what other symptoms can cause it?
There is a whole slew of symptoms. Things that it's created, they think, from the brain not able to shut off the pain receptors that are in the muscles in the body. Mm-hmm. It's triggered by a traffic accident, a severe fall, a bad operation, loss of a loved one, something that is a traumatic experience to the body.
So you started in, I'm assuming in May, you did a walk from Langley to Banff.
Yes.
Tell us about how you guys created the walk.
Well, we took 2 years in the planning. We went to BC Housing, BC
Highways.
Yes. And the police, the RCMP, all the important people out there that make sure our walk was safe. So we spent a lot of time just putting all the classes together to make sure that a team of us would be able to walk to Banff safely. And that was our goal. So we didn't just decide. I did. I decide I want to walk to Banff. And then other members decide they want to come too. It was easier if it was just myself and my husband, because then you didn't have all that other red tape that you had, like insurance and things like that. So it took us 2 years, but we did plan that. So it wasn't like, oh, all of a sudden we decide to do that. So May 24th this year, we decided to walk, and we had about 100 people at our offices and thrift shop. Today, it's still in Langley, but we're being forced to move out of there after the end of the year. So it won't be home anymore. We're going to be homeless, but that's okay. So that was the beginning part, and it was so outstanding. You know, so many times you drive.
Right.
You get in that car, and you just drive. Well, when you walk, it's different. You get the time to smell those flowers, see that the water and the sky and that time.
It takes a long time just to really walk than it is to drive, am I right?
Absolutely. I did 25 clicks in a day with my partner, and it was a little annoying sometimes with the camera in my face, but we walked that, Michael and myself. My husband was one of the drivers of the three rigs that went with us. So we ended up with a total of 10 people actually finished the whole experience. So it was very exciting.
And Michael, I know you and I have both been doing the community living show for close to 5 years or so. So I know we do this kind of topics, similar type of topics that we do. How did you become involved?
It actually started with the a photo shoot of a singer. She invited me to come to one of their fundraisers out in Langley to photograph her singing. And I ran into this wonderful crowd with all these purple shirts on. One of the reasons why fibromyalgia is called a hidden or an invisible illness is because that particular day the energy was high. People were excited. They were dancing and everything because there's music and everything. And it's like you wouldn't know until when I actually started photographing them. I've been photographing these guys for 2 years, maybe a little bit longer, and then you start to catch them at their down points, and you start to see you can see it in their eyes, and that's why there's so many close-ups. It's like you can see that in their eyes. It's like, okay, I'm hurting. I may have been up running about doing whatever needed to be done for whatever event or for the walk a couple minutes ago, but hey, now I need my downtime. So
Nigel, what's happening with the creating awareness, and where is it going in the future?
We are at this point working on a book, which all of the walkers are putting a chapter in. We are working on the video, all of the video that Michael took. We're looking to put together a 90-minute documentary. We're in discussion with BC Housing at this point because we're trying to put together a lodge to help house people that are in financial distress, because with fibromyalgia and some of the other chronic illnesses, the income from the insurance company's long-term disability or from social assistance is not enough to pay rent or provide food for the family.
How do they get contact?
You can get hold of us. The office phone number is 778-278-3697. You can get hold of us through our Facebook page. You can get hold of us through our website, which is www.fibromyalgiawellspringfoundation.org.
I thank you all three for tuning into Access Television and telling about your Korean awareness.
All right, so that was, excuse me, that was the fibromyalgia program that we did on last, of course, we taped it on December, but we're going to be seeing that on the air on Shaw Television Cable 4 in the Lower Mainland. And, of course, you're tuned into the Community Living Show on the National Campus Radio Network. My name's Kelly, and Happy New Year, Michael.
Happy New Year, Kelly.
How has your 2016 had been for you?
Well, it ended on an interesting few notes with all the snow and ice that we got.
Here
in Vancouver, but you know.
And it looks like we're going to get some more snow this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend we're supposed to get more. Hopefully, I'll manage to stay on my feet.
Right.
So, well, no, but it's pretty exciting. You know, we got to do the Access TV together. That was pretty cool.
It was wonderful.
I got some stuff up on Amazon for sale and all that kind of stuff too, to help out the as we were talking about the Fibromyalgia Wellspring Foundation.
Nice.
I do a lot. If people know me around Vancouver, I do a lot of charitable work. You know what we do here is for the community. We don't get paid for it.
No, of course not.
And we also help fundraise for different things. You know, you with autism.
Right.
And
the autism awareness stuff.
Yeah, autism awareness stuff. And me with chronic pain. So,
right.
And fibromyalgia is one of those chronic pain things. So, yeah.
Right.
So, yeah.
All in the disability radio show that we do.
Exactly. We should have some new and exciting guests come along.
Yes. We should talk about what's up on our 2017 calendar. That we need to figure out. Of course, I'm off to another habitat.
Where's this one?
This one's in Dominican Republic in the Caribbean.
Oh, cool.
So I'm helping out with the homes there.
Yeah. Well, the Dominican Republic, their next door neighbor is Haiti, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, so is this still part of the earthquakes and storms and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I know, but I mean, most people are saying don't go to Haiti just yet or something. I have no idea what's happening over there.
Well, Haiti is Dominican Republic. They're two different countries.
Mm-hmm.
They're the same island, I believe.
It is the same island.
Yeah, but two different countries. While the Dominican Republic, their government is very willing to work with people. It's like, hey, come help us. We need the help. Mm-hmm. Haiti, on the other hand, is very closed off, and
we don't know what's happening there.
Yeah, they need the same help is. Just one country is willing to, it's like, yes, please come help us. We're open to help suggestions, and we want to work with the world. The other is being very closed off. And
I mean, without sounding like
a conspiracy theorist, I don't want to say more than that.
Yeah,
right?
All I know is that my mother has some sort of a foster child over there. I don't even know if we're willing to go to Haiti or not to help out or... Or what? I don't know.
I have no idea. There's political tensions. I don't know. I know that. Before I once had a online shoe store.
Okay.
And I went to try just to – I took some of the profits in and I went and I bought flip-flops.
Mm-hmm.
And like big, you know – just to send there for because they and they were kid sized because I saw the like all these foot hazards on the streets, and you know the kids need protection,
right? You similar know, so, to what we did in Zambia.
Yeah, it was just flip flops were simple and easy. Mm-hmm. You don't there's not a lot of sizing to it. You can just distribute them. Right. They don't cost a lot.
No.
That sort of thing. And it gives at least something on so that they don't have puncture wounds on the bottom of their feet. So, right. Okay, the top of the foot is kind of still exposed, but, you know, but it's at least something, right?
Right.
And it's something that can be mass distributed. Well, they sat on the dock. They never made it to the kids.
They never what?
Why, so, some to Haiti?
Yes.
They never made it to any of the kids. They just sat there on the dock, and that was it. That was the last I heard of it.
Mm,
so
that's sad.
I don't know. You know, that's the kind of political stuff that that happens with Haiti. The Dominican Republic is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Things get distributed, you know.
Right.
So, but the good thing about Habitat is you guys are directly on the ground.
Oh yeah,
doing the work. You know,
we are.
So that's why it's you can never say enough good stuff about the Habitat for Humanities because of that.
Right.
You know.
That's what happens. All right, I'm going to take a break quickly, and we will be back in a moment. You're tuning in to Community Living Show. I'm Kelly. This is Michael across from me. Happy New Year, everybody. We will look forward to seeing, we will be back in a moment for our are our predictions of 2017 what we want to try and do. And we'll be right back in a moment. The Global Accessibility Awareness Day is on the third Thursday of May of every year. The community and campus stations across Canada are hosting inclusive radio about accessibility, self-advocacy, adapted technology, and more. Contact your local stations to find out more.
Typhoon lead singer Kyle Morton just released his debut solo album, What Will Destroy You, and he'll be going on his first solo tour this January. Sets will feature songs from WWDY, Typhoon fan favorites, and selections from Typhoon's forthcoming album. Tickets are on sale now for his appearance at the Rickshaw January 9th.
Enjoy singing, drumming, and spending time in a good environment? Then SFU's Vancity Office of Community Engagement and SFU's Office of Aboriginal Peoples are inviting you to join the singing and drumming workshops. Led by Russell Wallace, a composer, producer, and traditional Lil Wat singer, Salish singing and drumming workshops are free and open to everyone. Join Russell on October 18th, November 22nd, and January 12th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Goldcorp Center for the Arts, located on 149 West Hastings Street. For more information, visit sfuwoodwards.ca or find Salish Singing and Drumming Workshops on Facebook. Invite your friends.
This is the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks, the National Campus and Community Radio Association Networks here in the province of British Columbia and across Canada. And you're tuning into the Community Living Show. My name is Kelly. Across from me is Michael Rubin. So we were talking about our predictions of 2017. And one of them, myself, is going to Dominican Republic. I think another one I'm going to is the other part of it is going to be in Ottawa, which is going to be the 150 years of Confederation.
Hmm.
So, never been to Ottawa, and haven't been to the nation's capital. So it'll be wonderful to see what's over down there in the nation's capital. I know they have another radio station there, part of the NCRE networks, and so on and so on and so on. But it should be interesting to see and hear what's on the East Coast of Canada.
Make sure you bring the voice recorder with you.
Well, it's possible. I might try and do that. I don't know what's going on over there, but I'll just play it by ear.
So. Yeah, you know, we can see what issues match up nationwide, right?
Exactly. I mean, it's not just from our West Coast issue. It's also throughout Canada, for that matter. That's my part of the trip that I might be doing. Do you have any other plans of doing some things?
One of the things I'm working on right at this moment is housing.
Oh, okay.
Seeing, you know, what are the needs, not only for disabled people, but for elderly people, because, you know, needs, costs, things like that is like, and I'm trying to put it together in a series of interviews and a story that we can do in one segment. Mm-hmm. But, one of the things that I found out is, one lady that I've talked to so far, she is living off of $589.
Per month?
Per month.
Okay.
Is what it all boils down to.
Okay.
And she's expected to be able to pay rent and all that kind of stuff from out of this. Because there's some things that she does qualify for, some things that she doesn't qualify for. And that's what it boils down to. She does live in White Rock. I'm trying to see how many other people match up to this. There's somebody else I know from the walk that he is weeks away from becoming homeless.
Oh, okay.
So I want to talk to him more, but he's a little more shy about talking than this lady did. This lady is more of an activist sort of thing than the other person is. He's a little more shy.
Mm-hmm. No,
but
I was going to say,
excuse me,
that can be part of the National Campus Marathon that they do, the homeless marathon. Maybe look up onto that
You know, try to see how we can best air this, because it's an ongoing problem for Vancouver. Housing and cost of housing, home ownership, taxes, all that kind of stuff. It's like, it's an ongoing issue. It's been an issue for quite a number of years here. I don't know, maybe there's some matchup with that in Ottawa when you go out there too. It's like,
that is possible. Well, and, you know, I'll try and find that out too.
Yeah. But, but that's one of the things that, and there's some other natural help people that somebody has passed their cards on, and they want to maybe talk on the show and see what their stories are. Right. You know, so yeah.
Any business that you do? I wouldn't say business. I would say business entrepreneurs that you want to try and bring on to the show.
I think the two of the people with the natural help sort of thing, I think that they are actually entrepreneurs. So we'll see how that pans out. I'm not exactly sure. I've just been handed their contact information, so I need to find out. I just got their contact information.
I was hoping
the day before Christmas or the day after Christmas or something like that.
Well, I was hoping if you wanted to do some marketing type of show that. I know you normally do it on YouTube and stuff like that. I was just wondering if you wanted to do some sort of a marketing show on your next 2017 show here. That too.
see how that see how that works out.
Okay.
one of the things that our company, the Sorcerer of Shaven Productions, is working on is a public service announcement. Mm-hmm. And I think the basic message is going to be for all the drivers out there, ignore your cell phone.
Oh, yes. Yes. Just ignore your cell phone. Even though I'm part of the addiction, too. And my mom says, Kelly, put your phone down. We're talking. Even if I'm at Starbucks, she's mentioned about that. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but usually when you're on the bus or you're sitting in a coffee shop, you're in a car with a person and they have the Bluetooth headset and they pick up their phone to look to see who's calling them before they answer with their headset.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, just if it's that much, ignore your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife, Mary, she brought up something. She said that now you have all the iTunes and stuff built into the car.
Right.
All these things is it comes a screen on the car now that you can. It's like that's even more distractions.
Mm. What does your wife do?
She's a hairstylist.
Hairstylist.
Yeah.
Mm.
She is works in Newton.
In Newton.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a short distance from White Rock.
Yeah, it's not too far away. So.
That's good.
I'm the one that travels all over the place all from Abbotsford to
here, UBC.
Yeah.
Wow. That's quite a ways. And, of course, what do you do in Abbotsford? Don't mind me asking. I don't
know. It's usually filming some business or something like that. The other exciting thing is it looks like we may actually be filming an open door this year.
Okay.
We've had some script rewrites and retreatments done to the whole thing with my friend Peter Daniels in White Rock.
Mm-hmm.
He actually sent it to a award-winning person in Hollywood, and they're going to help us out.
Right.
And we're supposed to get the new script and all that kind of stuff back in the next few days, and it should be pretty exciting to get, because we're going to shoot the whole thing here in BC.
Mm. All right. Thank you, Michael. And for those people who are listening to us for the half-hour show on Co-op Radio CFR 100.5 FM, thank you very much for listening. And again, Happy New Year to everybody on the half-hour show. We will be back again next week at the same time, same station. For everybody else, we will be back with Station ID in just a moment here on the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, you're tuned in to the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks and our full-hour show on flagship station CITR 101.9 FM. Those are two stations that we do, and maybe we'll do more. We're hoping to do maybe convince CFUV in Victoria, CGSF in Simon Fraser. I know they don't have a disability show there. CFER in Prince George, hopefully one in Kamloops, part of the Thompson River University there, hopefully there.
Mm-hmm.
They do have a radio station, Thompson River University, and many places along the way throughout British Columbia, because we here on the west coast of Canada do believe that disabilities are the main issue.
Hmm.
Any other comments you want to make?
I would like to put this out there.
Okay.
Anybody who's listening on the NCRA network, right? ask people to if you know somebody that's on a community radio show or mm-hmm. on a or works for a community radio station, mm-hmm. Ask them to contact us.
Yes.
Email us
at communityliving.radio@gmail.com.
And we'll be happy to provide them with the Dropbox information so that they can actually download it and air us on their station.
Mm-hmm. And either we will do your call letters at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Because we care about all the radio stations throughout the NCRA networks.
Yeah. So... yeah, NCRA radio networks, we wouldn't be speaking right now if it wasn't for them.
So. No. And it's all volunteers, especially out near Victoria, out near Nanaimo, CHLY down there. They have a radio station there all over throughout Canada. So if you're interested in hearing what we want to hear on the show, and if you have any other topics besides Vancouver issue, normally we broadcast a lot of stuff from Vancouver issues, but it can be outside of Vancouver issues. If you're interested in outside of, say if it's in Kamloops, there's an issue on disability stuff, or if it's in Calgary or in Edmonton, outside of the province as well, mm-hmm. just email us communityliving.radio@gmail.com and we will try and, or at least one of the volunteers will try and bring in to one of the a segment or something or MP3 or whatever it is to bring us over, because we would like to hear what other issues on the topics throughout Canada, so
yeah,
just from here on the central Vancouver broad. So I know there are other radio stations do other types of disability show. I know Co-op Radio does Soapbox Radio every Wednesdays from 1 to 2. This here CITR does a all access show
mm-hmm.
from, I think, later on today, around 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening, 5 or 6, one or the other. I can't remember, but one of our persons who does that show, her name's DB, and she's really good doing the show. So big shout out to her. And then nobody there on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm hoping to help out with their show out near Simon Fraser University to see if they have any kind of perspective, mm-hmm. any perspective on disability show out there. So yeah. That's my main goal. Hopefully that's my other main goal, is to travel to 3 parts, SFU, Co-op Radio, and here, just to get across throughout Vancouver. So
yeah.
So those are the main parts of the show. So anyways, so this is what we do.
Yeah. You know, we try to get the message out there that...
excuse me.
We all need equality rights, and you know,
mm-hmm.
all need to feel welcome in the community. So, yep.
Any other types of 2017 you want to focus on?
Some other goals for 2017.
Let's just say maybe we can do kind of like a month by month type of thing.
Yeah.
Is there any events you want to do in the springtime?
This springtime, I would like to be able to help out all the small businesses in the Vancouver area.
Okay.
We're trying to put together a an event where we will shoot marketing segments for small businesses, and we want to do it all at one time because for us to do individual small businesses, they can't afford the budget.
Okay,
you know, it costs money for cameras, location, people to be there to shoot you and make you look beautiful on.
You're beautiful.
Yeah. That'll cost money.
Yes.
So if we can bring a bunch of small businesses together at one time, and we provide them with everything that they need from all the cameras, the backgrounds, and, you know, hair, makeup, all that sort of stuff, we do it all for them and, you know, at one event. We're probably going to hold it in Delta.
Where in Delta? North Delta, Slatner, Swanson?
It's going to probably be in, I guess it would be South Delta.
Okay, in Swanson.
Yeah, near Tawasin.
Okay.
Off of highway near Highway 99 and Highway 17. It's called the
Area.
There's a hotel over there.
Okay, so
it is accessible now by bus.
Okay, so it's in Ladner.
Yeah.
Where I used to live.
Yeah, yeah, Ladner, that would be it. Yeah.
Yes, where I used to live.
Yeah, so we would they have it'll be a catered event too.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do the whole movie thing. So like bam. Movie.
Bam, bam. Okay, movie.
You know, and we shoot all these small businesses. You know, it was small business that helped us get to where we are as a production company. And I guess it isn't exactly fair that they can't afford to have. It's, you know, it's one of the sticky points is like that. You know, the budget for this thing is going right now is at about maybe $30,000 to $35,000. A small business can't afford that, but if we sell some tickets, and the reason why we're selling tickets for it is because we want small business owners who are really serious about wanting to get this done.
Okay,
so. Because there's only a limited amount of people we can actually do. And it probably won't be the last. We'll probably do another one in fall, but.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's one thing for spring that we're trying to do.
Okay.
You know, along with, you know, just trying to get public service stuff done.
That's good. All right. So we're going to take a break again, and we're going to be back with more to wrap things up. On the Community Living Show here on the NCRA Radio Networks.
The Global Accessibility Awareness Day is on the third Thursday of May of every year. The community and campus stations across Canada are hosting inclusive radio about accessibility, self-advocacy, adapted technology, and more. Contact your local stations to find out more.
The December 2016, January 2017 issue of Discorder magazine is out now. We managed to record CITR student executive president Shay McConkie's first glimpse at the new issue.
Whoa! That's funny.
Open one up yourself to read interviews with Walgren, poet Adele Barclay, Jakin, Kim Wardle, Dad Thighs, and A Guide for Plain Shows in America, amongst other goodies. Plus, live show reviews of The Body, Hannah Epperson, and album reviews of Monomyth, Daniel Terrence Robertson, and more. Thanks to this issue's advertisers, whom we love dearly, Live Van, Geist, Steam Whistle, The Rickshaw Theater, Timber Concerts, The Rio Theater, Mint Records, Nightwood Editions, Audiopile Records, The Astoria Vinyl Records, The Wise Hall, and Jazz Records. Grab a copy around town or read the issue online at discorder.ca. Maybe our best issue ever.
Most likely. I would say like high chance of best edition ever. Nobody told me did it on my own.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
This is the Community Living Show here on the National Campus and Community Radio Association networks. And, of course, our show, CITR 101.9 FM, and streaming online at CITR.ca if you're on a computer or not. Anyways, you're tuning into the Community Living Show. My name's Kelly Rayburn. Across from me is Michael Rubin. And we're talking about our predictions on the year 2017. Now, I thought you were a support worker, but you're telling me you're not.
No, I'm not actually a support worker. I got involved with a group called Kudos.
Okay.
That was K-U-D-O-S.
Okay.
Not
Kudo, the phone company.
No.
Okay.
No. And what it was is it was I know at one point it was kind of an experiment just to see to get what was their thing? It was about disability daycare.
Okay.
And some of the disability daycare centers, I guess they just like park people in corners and that's the end of it.
For some people that my guess is the disability daycare would be more like people are not eligible to work or doing
right.
some work. That sort of thing.
So okay. What they were trying to do was they were trying to get the rather than leaving these people parked indoors, they were trying to get mm-hmm. them outdoors, mm-hmm. get them to do stuff, get them involved in the community because they could be involved in the community. You just had to find an inventive way of making it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we interviewed a few of these people on our show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was part of what they called an experience. We haven't had anybody recently on the show simply because where they're located and where UBC is located, it just wasn't working out for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we haven't had anybody recently. And I haven't heard from them in a while, so I don't know if the program is still in existence. So I had to do some stuff and figure out, hey, are these guys still around? What are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
Because when we started doing our hour show here and producing mostly everything here at CITR,
right.
as opposed to doing two completely different shows, one here and one at
co-op.
Mm-hmm. And I had to explain to him as like we like doing that, but it's a lot of work.
And the thing is
a lot of responsibilities too. Mm-hmm. You know,
and the thing is if they don't come to both the facilities that we come here, we can go to them.
Yeah, so let me contact them and we'll see what we can do
a pre-recorded or something for that matter.
But one of the things was they wanted to be able to bring people into the studio so they can see what a radio studio looked like.
Oh yeah, I mean I know CITR does tours during the day, weekdays.
Yeah,
for some.
So we might be able to maybe schedule them to come in. For an interview, and we just booked one of the other smaller studios, not the main studio, for that goes live on air, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
We could probably work something out. It's just that I hadn't heard from them in a while, so so I'll try to connect with them again and see what happens with that. And there's other support groups that I've actually shot footage of and, you know, tried to, you know, just show people what it is that they're just not some people see support workers on the bus.
Okay.
And they just think, oh, well, don't they have the time of their life? Mm. You know, they do a lot of work. Mm. There's a lot of care that some people need, especially if they're wheelchair bound.
Mm.
There's a lot of care that's involved, you know?
Yeah.
You know, personality traits, you know, making sure that there's somebody in White Rock that he has autism, but that's not the reason that he has no inhibitions.
Okay.
You know, when you exist in society, there's got to be a level of filters.
Okay.
So he just blurts stuff out there.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, and so people don't always take kindly to him.
Mm.
So that's why he has a worker with him.
Right.
To protect him.
To support
him. Yeah. Okay. It's like, okay, no. He really wasn't saying anything wrong about you. It's like, you
okay.
know, that sort of thing, right? You
Fair know, enough.
That's why he has a support worker.
Mm.
And that's he's also with the Semi Ammo House in South Surrey. Mm.
So that's interesting.
They have a whole building over there.
For mm-hmm.
the we need. Stuff.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to try and do this. We did do it one time, a years back, on our show, and I don't know if they do it on Soapbox Radio on Co-op Radio. They brought a person. They brought a person who is completely deaf.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can't even hear anything. But he can see. This person can see, but he can't even hear it. He can't even hear our broadcast on the radio, for that matter. But we did invite somebody over who's completely deaf. But we, you know, we got a chance to bring in. I don't know if it was a support worker or somebody who can do. It's kind of like a script. What this person does, what his talent does, that mm-hmm. sort of thing. Even though he's completely deaf.
Yeah,
I'm hoping to bring that bring that show again sometime soon. So any type of talent. And it's not just in Vancouver, and of course, I know one person in Victoria who's blind, but I'm just hoping to see if there's anybody who is a real talent similar to what Peter Bourne does, similar type, who is very talented, who is deaf, can't even hear, but still does a lot of talent.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping
yeah.
to.
Yeah, we.
excuse me.
That would be pretty cool because the last we did Peter Bourne, and
yes.
we did Kathy Brown.
Mm.
We did. I actually had to put up on Facebook the link to her Flickr page mm-hmm. with all of her photographs
right.
because Kathy is blind.
Okay.
Fantastic photographer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that would be you know.
Some sort of a talent. Yeah,
talent, some talent. You know.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And we don't get a lot of opportunities for people that that are hearing impaired.
mm-hmm. Right.
To bring them on. So, yeah, that could prove pretty interesting to see what comes out.
Mm-hmm. And, of course... Sorry, excuse me. Dry air today.
Yeah.
We're having some bad snow temperatures, so it's under the dry temperature, and it's my throat starting to feel
the
worst.
Yeah, we're not used to the to anything past, what do we have, minus...
One or minus two or anywhere around that area.
Yeah, we're used to being more on the plus side.
yes, and we had some good days on that. And we had some really good days for it, but now this is all cold, and everybody wants to.
I did hear on one of the commercial radio stations this morning that I guess, I think it's Trout Lake.
Trout Lake.
Yeah, they're talking about opening it up for skating. Apparently, they have more than 5 inches of ice on the lake.
Okay.
I mean, this is supposed to be one of the plus sides of
freezing
temperatures.
Yeah, normally when it's a foggy day here in the city, and it gets most of the lakes, and especially Lost Lagoon, are very thin ice, right? Mm-hmm. So
apparently it's there. I heard something or other. I would invite people to go check it out. go see what the lakes are talking about. With the parks people are talking about. But
beware.
Yeah, there's some gold running out there. But I heard.
Yeah, just
about
don't take it from us. All right.
Go check it out further.
Yeah, do a little more experiment and all that stuff because. We're not experts on ice.
Yeah.
For that matter. Even though I curl and I do curling on the arena ices, yeah, that's a different story. So.
Yeah, me and ice don't exactly get along. That's why I'm sitting here with knee braces and everything.
Ouch.
Yeah. I twisted.
You twisted during your newspaper.
Yep.
Ouch.
I fell with my leg under me.
Ouch.
And that's bad.
It is bad.
So.
Yeah, you need some good resting and, mm-hmm. And of course, White Rock's full of hills, too.
Yes. Well, I live just about right on the bluff.
Okay. Right near the cliff.
Slopes. Mm-hmm. Lots of sloping driveways and things like that.
Yeah, but when you're doing your newspaper routing, it's so icy, and most of the side streets, most of them don't even plow around those areas because of
they don't get plowed or salted.
Mm-hmm. Because I know where I'm at, the area on Dunbar Street, there's one in particular, I think it's on 14th Avenue near where the foot of where the S curve is between mm-hmm. where Dunbar Diversion is. And if you go on the east side of where Dunbar on 14th, right around 14th Avenue, very steep hill.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, what the city of Vancouver has done is blocked off some barricades that are going down because it's so icy. And there are some I do understand some residential people live around that area, but they have to, you know, get up and down the slopes, and they're icy, and most of them don't even keep. I know they might have winter tires, then they might not, and their chances are you probably need to carry chains or some sort of a traction to go up the hill. So that's one challenging after another. Do we have anything for next week's show? Do we have anything all prepared?
Not as yet, but
okay. I'm hoping to get
some people.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get what's her name on the show to come on as well, Carrie Gibson. Big shout out to her as well. So, wherever she's doing, I know she's on Facebook, doing some postings on Facebook.
Yeah.
We are on Facebook as well, Community Living Radio Show. That's our Facebook page. On our groups, we're hoping to get it an individual portion of the show. We're mm-hmm. hoping to get it individual, so you and I can post it, and one person who's, I believe he's from Victoria or not, he's an analyst on issues on disability cuts and stuff like that. I'm hoping to have him on the show, but he does a good on issues on BC Disabilities Caucus type of thing. So I'm hoping to maybe get him on the show as a special guest. I'm hoping next week's show will be a good one.
Yeah.
So,
and I hope so too.
All right.
Let's see what we can get people to talk about.
Cool. Yep. So that is it for our show. Stay tuned for other shows that are coming on the NCRA Radio Networks. And we'll see you next week, Michael.
All right. See you next week, Kelly.
See you next week.
Bye, everyone.
And happy 2017, everybody.
Yeah. They put the world in a tin can, black market contraband, and it hurt just a little bit when they sliced and packaged it in a long black trench coat, two hands around the throat. Oh, you wanna get it right sometimes. There's so much to be scared of, and not much to make sense of. How did the clowns ever get control? If you're here, can you let me know? How can they invade it when it's so complicated? Oh, you wanna get it right sometimes. You just wanna get it right sometimes.
Thank you.